Okay. We will go ahead and get restarted. The review of financials. Rosie, I thought we'd probably just kind of do an overview of each of the departments, the financials. Where's Sean?
I don't know.
Okay.
Can I make a request?
Say what?
Could I go first? I am missing three guys today.
Okay. Sure.
If I could go first and get back, that would be great.
Sure.
You want to put a GPS on them, or?
Oh, no,
they're not missing.
They're not missing. Missing.
Yeah. They're not in the manual.
I know where they are.
Oh. If we're going to do that, my whole staff is out today.
That's a good one.
Okay. Oh, we'll do that after. Yeah, thank you. We'll do that after. Okay. Rosie.
Okay. I guess since nobody brought this, I don't know how much you want to go into this, but currently the wastewater is trending in the hole. And it's been going in the hole for some time. And I think that's one of the things that... Now, we do have like 146 in their improvement fund, but they're in the whole 340,000 in their cash. So it's something that you guys have talked about, and that there's a possibility of trying to figure out whether we need to increase the rates or what. But get back. I was just studying the electric because I thought we were going there first, but let me look here.
I've said this before, and I'll say it 1,000 more times. If you look at the gallons treated versus the gallons billed, it's a losing proposition for us, which is why we're addressing the long-term control plan and why we're really starting to do a lot more work on stormwater, because, the variance after 6 months, now granted, I know those are probably some of those are the wettest months of the year, but the variance there, having a 55% in which we don't bill for, is just, I mean, every time I look at that number, I'm floored by it, so.
Do we go back and review the 55% to make sure that there's not things we can do to make that a more, turn it around, going the other direction?
What do you mean by
What's causing the 55% loss?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we're a combined system, and so, stormwater isn't necessarily included, I mean, let's say it this way. Stormwater is included in the pipes, but not included on this balance sheet. So, yes, we may be billing for stormwater that way, but when you look at the actual dollar amount that's coming in, stormwater contributes, what, about $25,000 a month? Is that what it is?
$250,000 a year.
A year, yeah, okay. Over to wastewater.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Is there a way, since that's what that fund's for, and I know we got it set aside for... obviously bigger projects, but is that something the Stormwater Fund could help finance? Since
in the projects or the...
No, to help out with this.
They do currently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
if the Stormwater... I mean, I know you're robbing Peter to pay Paul again, but, that's what we're actually paying money for, Stormwater. Is that... something
the decision was made several years ago to have stormwater help fund capital improvements that would be impacted by wet weather events, which that's what we're doing. I might add that right now we are one of the highest stormwater utility rates in the state because of that. Reason that it's high is because former Mayor Fleck did not want the average residents on their wastewater bill to exceed $50 for 4,000 gallons a month. So the rest of it was borne by the stormwater utility. I think, personally speaking, that the stormwater utility is more than providing what it's needed to for that. I think that from my perspective, it's better money spent to do separation projects for me right now that will prevent the long term. I mean, you're not fixing the problem just by contributing to the wastewater treatment side of it. And that's why that we're getting really aggressive with these separation projects. And as the mayor had said, going to IDEM to look at the LTCP.
But I think it's fair to say, though, that this Southwest Stormwater project we're getting ready to embark on, that's going to take some of this water out of the system, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So that's a start.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I think obviously we understand that in our pipes, there are some pipes that leak. There, you know, so we have infiltration into those pipes. You know, obviously, I would say the bulk of this, the majority of this, is because we have a combined system. Well, is that a fair statement?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think of ways of stopping the.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, if you.
Without increasing rates anyway.
Right. There's about $3 million sitting in the Bank of New York for payments on our bonds, they're expensive, and we have to send money there every month until the bonds come due each month or each 6 months, and it really puts up. And the wastewater treatment plant is an expensive operation.
And let's not forget that we have $14 million or $12 to $14 million worth of work still left to do for a long-term control plan.
Right.
So it is not going to get any nicer or any easier or any prettier than what it is right now. And I think we just have to, you know, unfortunately, that's the reality of the situation. That's why we're here. That's, you know, we're here to, we're, you know, elected, appointed to make these kind of tough decisions in general and to look at these things and monitor these things. And unfortunately, I hate to say this phrase, but it is what it is, you know. You know, I've talked about in the past, that's why we're doing the LTCP. That's why we're, you know, obviously we're putting together the Utility Rate Advisory Board to help kind of give that public citizens input. That's why we're looking at a whole host of issues of ways in which we can fund our long-term control plan to try to keep these sewer rates down. But, you know, it's obvious to me when we're putting such a large portion of the dollars, the revenue that we get toward these bonds, and we know that in the next 10 years we're going to be putting many more bonds on top of that to pay for this project. It's going to be hard times.
When's the last time we've had the evaluation on the rate versus cost?
We had a study done by Umbaugh earlier this year. And that was to look at the phasing in of rates to pay for the current long-term control plan. That did project a rate increase this year. We've not been able or gotten to that at this point. But I don't think it's... I mean, I think within the next half a year we're going to address... I would say probably within the next couple of months we're going to address it.
But I know that when they do the rates, they forecast how many years that rate should support.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, are we on target for what that rate was designed for when it was originally established, that we're on target of estimate life cycle before?
I think the answer is when it was, okay, so yes, let me answer the question, I think. Before we had this last rate study done, the previous rate study did not take into account the shortfall that we had for the last phase of the long-term control plan that we just finished. That was basically $1 million, $800,000 in overruns.
Right.
Okay. So when you added in that bond, that's why I think in this last Umbaugh projection, they included a rate increase this year because of the shortfall in that way.
And that was the construction events.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Does that make? Am I answering your question?
Well, you are. I'm like everybody else, trying to stay away from rate increases if we're overlooking something that's staring us in the face and we don't see it. And I know that you guys are turning every leaf there is to see where we may be able to. Survive. And I mean, this is not small change, this is big dollars, and those big dollars they're out there all the time in regards to overhead cost and paying the bonds back. So.
Yep. Do you have anything else for sewer utility you want to discuss? Really?
Oh, no.
Okay. Mike, do you have anything you'd like to discuss regarding the sewer utility?
The only thing that when we do go and start investigating new ways for a long-term control plan, one thing I would like to see implemented in is some smoke testing being done. That isn't going to tell you exactly where your INI is coming from, mm-hmm. and your legal tie-ins and things like that.
Yes.
We might offend a few people, not only residential, but we would probably also offend commercial. But I think that's something that needs to happen. That will reduce the amount of water that is coming in. If we can get those removed from our system, and that's something I would mm-hmm. would encourage yeah. to be looked at in the future.
Well, I should say, obviously, wastewater and stormwater kind of tightly combined, you know, tightly partnered, let's say. But I know that, Jeff, one thing you're investigating is the opportunity of a downspout disconnection program next summer.
That's
maybe.
That's one of my goals for this next year, yes.
Yeah. So I think that could help with that, but lots and lots of communities are going to smoke testing. I mean, they were
you can,
4 years
you
ago when I was at Okra. So
I've seen smoke coming out of a manhole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happens all the time.
Yep.
And to eliminate the problem, I think that's something that we should look at. I really do. Mm-hmm.
We just have to be prepared to
get a feel the backlash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Rosie, what do you want to do next?
Okay.
Okay. Let's go down the line. How about water?
Okay, the water department has absolutely no money.
So just to recap, one is in the hole, one has absolutely no money, and I just want to make a point for our friends at the paper and to our public is when we look at, you know, how we stretch the dollar in the city and how we do as little of a rate increase as we have to. This is a prime point right here. So, anyways, go ahead.
I am in the process of working with Buzz. And Ice Miller on refunding or redoing our bonds, which will save us some money monthly. And hopefully it'll be on the agenda for Thursday night to approve those documents. That's a little bit, but not much.
Do we know how much that say you probably
can't. I think it's going to be like was $150,000 that we'd say.
Is that over a certain time period, or is that just...
The 04 bond and the 06 bond. Actually, I was just trying to read an email from Lisa on that, but... and I don't have it with me.
Okay.
It's basically that last rate increase with the water took care of the various projects that we're looking at taking. I mean, that's why we're balancing out.
That was a bond.
That was just taking care of the bond.
Yeah, well, yeah, that bond was for the projects, but yes, to stabilize our rate, if you will, because, yeah, if you remember previous to the rate increase, it was a situation where Mike's department was working a man down and was going deeper and deeper in the hole. So I think the fact that we're about level is probably good when you consider, you know, how long we were in the hole and now we're kind of out of it, but we're not making a huge profit, let's say it that way. So.
Yeah, it's going to take time.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to add to that, Mike?
No, I mean, just by looking at this last monthly statement, it just looks like wastewater still owes me $41,000 for meters. Is that what that's meaning? Or?
No, that's what they... Which what account number? They pay them every time you give me a bill, so...
145 on the asset sheet. It's just a $41,000 with a negative behind it on reimbursed meters.
Okay, I think that's what they've been paying now. Oh, there it is. Yeah, that's what they've been paying you.
The meter expense should improve next year. We have one more month of our shipment of new meters, then there's not a next year we will not be purchasing very few meters.
Okay.
So that's an $11,000 a month expense right there on meters.
So. Unless we get a really big boom on housing, and then we'll have to purchase a lot of meters.
Yeah, well, we have a decent amount in stock, but I mean, we locked in for a yearly price at a reduced rate, and then December's the last month that it was done. So.
Great. Any questions? Bond, you want to talk about the bond for 2 seconds, or are you good on that for right now?
So far, it looks like we've been coming in pretty good. We were less than what we predicted on frontage. And we did use bond money instead of revenues for South Line Street, and that was just $2,000 more than what was estimated at. So the jobs we have completed have been in good from what we've had predicted. So,
okay. And now we await water, Eagle Glen, and the building project, right?
Building, yeah, the building should come in, you know, less than what's set aside for that, too.
Yep.
So, yeah, we should be doing okay on that part.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Sean, let's do the electric utility.
Sean's in great shape. That's one we don't have to worry about.
Okay.
We are looking at, you know, we have been looking at our rates and for rentals, light rentals and things like that, our disconnect rates. And we've reviewed some of that stuff just to make sure we're up to what the utilities are charging. We're a little low on some of our fees. We might address that. I've kind of thrown out the idea of having a little committee with maybe Rosie or someone just looking at what we're charging for like disconnect fees, mm-hmm. and light rental and just simple things like that haven't been changed in years. I know at least the Safeway light rentals haven't been changed in a long time.
Yeah.
So we're looking to make some changes there that'll save us a little money.
I was going to say, and I think across the board, our deposits are really, really low, comparatively speaking, I think. And mm-hmm. I mean, so I think there are some things we're going to need to look at anyways, but yeah, I get it. Okay. So Sean's in decent shape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have anything else you want to add to that? Okay.
We do have a little bit of expense with this fiber project.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we're making changes that are going to be beneficial for the long term and not just gross patching something together that work for now. So there'll be a little bit of that next year coming up.
Obviously the you know, depending on what happens with the school, with the high school specifically, there's a potential that we may lose a huge electric customer in the school. The high school. I think probably as we go down that road, we may want to really consider or take a look at our finances, figure out exactly how that potential loss would impact our bottom line, would impact the utility and the city as a whole. I'm assuming water customers are saying, well, I don't know, would they still be on our water system out if they were to move out to ISMS?
Mm-hmm.
It would be?
Yeah.
Okay. And sewer, same? Okay. So really the main loss would be there.
Our department's turning over. We have a few of the older gentlemen that are real close to retirement, and that really turns us over to, our
wage-wise.
Wages will go down
mm-hmm.
considerably, probably in the next year or so.
Okay. Okay, very good. Storm?
Well, stormwater is actually, as of right now, sitting pretty good. I know Jeff's coming up with some projects, which we've been saving for, and depending on how in-depth we get in doing a lot of these stormwater projects, as of right now, the stormwater is sitting pretty good.
Okay. Is the do we know if the revenue that we're bringing in, obviously, you know, sending $25,000 or a little bit less to the wastewater department every month or whatever that ends up being, that dollar amount ends up being. Obviously, that has a bit of a significant, issue. But I just wonder if where that gets us monthly or whatever.
Jeff, was that for 20 years?
That what I'm contributing, there wasn't a limit on it. It was in perpetuity. The one thing that the mayor and I talked about several months ago, I had approached Buzz Crone's staff, Rosie, to look at whether we would need to bond for this upcoming storm project or pay cash or some combination. And I think we all agree that it's a small enough project that a full-fledged bond issuance is not feasible. It's cost prohibitive for the administration of issuing bonds. So in talking to Rosie Osprey, she really felt like that we should pay for part of it with cash, part of it through local financing. She felt like that she was very confident that she could get us exceptional financing rates from a couple of the local sources. Now, what I'd like to do is to go back to her, and at this point, we've got an anticipated project cost, and figure up, I'm getting about $175,000 a year net in new cash revenue that is non-committed. I think that we would need to have our local financing annual payments less than that, and then see what amount of cash reserves that we'd have to pull out for this project, so that we all go into this in the spring knowing where we're at financing wise. So that's one thing that I want to get to here very shortly. As far as the revenues are up, the one nice thing that was done internally this last year was, or this current year I should say, we noticed that there was a disparity in what general and administrative I was actually contributing to for what I was being provided in the stormwater, and Rosie adjusted that so to have a better level of truly what the stormwater is paying for and receiving. So that's been primarily the only change in the financials.
And I think that's a really good point, in the fact that every time the budget comes up, Rosie and I take a look at things like staffing salaries and how they're distributed among the different utilities, and we continue to change that to try to make it what we perceive to be maybe more fair or even, or whatever the case may be. I'm not sure they would all agree with that, but I think we're trying to come up with something that's that makes sense. So in any case, to kind of go along with what Jeff was saying, I think we're working on that.
I will say too, in coordination with all the departments, I've been working with a group called Smart Bill that would do we'd send our files, and they would print all our bills, send them out. We wouldn't be sending any flyers for the water department anymore. It'd all go through them for free. Like when we do our quarterly stuff, the newsletter. And I figured everything is going to save us approximately $5,000 $5,000 a month. And so I am really pushing for that. And I really need, I was wanting the board's approval to maybe move forward and try and get this accomplished, because it's going to save on all the departments.
And basically, if I remember our discussions about this, Rosie, they do, basically you send them the information and they do all the billing. It's a secure system. There's a lot of different communities that are doing this, right?
Correct.
Can you name some of the communities that you, because I know you've investigated that a little bit.
Yeah, so. And I've actually got copies of their bills. I mean, if you look at their bills, you can put everything on there. And now we're very limited on what we can use.
Mm-hmm.
But there's Jackson County Water Utility. I don't think I have them all because the girls told me to review.
I think Tipton was one of them. Was Tipton or?
Yeah.
Oh, that was one of them.
I don't have them.
Okay,
downstairs.
Sorry. But I know there's a lot of, there seemed like there was a lot of local communities that were participating in Smart Bill.
Yeah, and then wages alone, I mean, it's just going to cut back tremendously. Yeah. And the postage. And
I did contact a lot of my fellow mayors who were, you know, who I guess had those sample bills that were sent to Rosie, and they were all over and above pleased with the work of Smart Bill and how it had reduced their cost and their, you know, their bottom line kind of stuff, and how, you know, it was a positive type of thing for their community, so. And the efficiency, of course, of their government, so. So, I think it's a great plan. I wholeheartedly support it. I think it'll definitely cut down on the time, the time that your staff puts into the billing. Definitely would cut back on the cost of doing billing and rebilling every month.
Now, does the Smart Bill have anything to do with the other option that was brought to the table or doing from as far as work orders and things of that nature?
Oh, you're talking about the split
right,
bill?
That's a whole separate.
I'm still working on that.
That's a whole separate.
Yeah. No, this is I mean, you can just send the file to them, and within that same day, they'll have it back to you ready to print. I mean, they print them. They send them out, and it's just amazing.
So they do that one particular task, but any phone calls you guys handle internally?
Oh, yeah.
And adjustments and all that stuff, it's just that they're doing the mass.
The printing and the mailing,
and
basically.
Is that going to be able to put it billing into a one-cycle process instead of two? Don't you bill today like two different periods of a month?
No, I wish we did.
No, that's what we're trying to work for.
Backwards. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's going to be a different issue. I'm still working on that split billing.
Okay, but there, I understand. If that takes the, you know, if that gives you the opportunity to open up other things for your staff to do, and not be transparent, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, there's such a long process of doing all this, and this month alone, the mistakes that are made, it just would make it much easier.
Oh, and again, I mean, we're printing how many
yeah,
bills?
5,000 bills.
5,000 bills, and then does that include the final notice billings, if you will?
No.
No. Okay, so you have all of that.
They would do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And the postage. I'm sure we're paid for postage somewhere in that process, but it's probably a cheaper
rate.
Right,
the postage we pay is, let's see where it is. It's a tremendous, because of the
bulk rate that they get.
Yeah, the bulk rate that they get. I don't have that in front of me here, but it's a tremendous amount of difference between the.
Is this a contractual agreement?
Mm-hmm.
Or how long?
I don't know. I haven't got that far with them because I wanted to, I mean, I've been, me and the mayor's been discussing it, and I wanted to make sure you guys were on board, and then I'll get paperwork from them to pursue. Because there's still some questions I have on how we process some of the finals and all that stuff, so I'm just in the, but I really want to move forward with this as soon as possible.
I just think it's neat that they can, you know, take Mike's water report, shove it into those same envelopes and send them, or, you know, the quarterly newsletter that we're now doing, shove them into the same envelope and send them on their way, and it just, you know, standardizes a lot of services for us. So, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'd say just proceed and see what you continue to find out.
Yeah. Yeah, let's proceed with it, and hopefully we can get something. I don't know what your timeline is, but I'd like to get something going here in the near future.
Yeah.
So.
And the other thing that I'm working on, that and the mayor and I have been working on this, is, and I haven't given you anything because I'm still trying to come up with the figures myself with the mayor, is changing our sewer tap fees, because currently we have probably 10 different fees that we charge area connection fees, and then we charge tap fees. And I think the way the mayor and I have kind of worked through this, it was something we were going to do earlier when we did that sewage ordinance, but it was too time-consuming, and we've kind of been working with Buzz on it, but is making the flat rates instead of having the area connection, because there's so many people just can't afford it.
Yeah. Area connection fees, just to refresh, is when we extend service into, let's say, Westgate, for instance, out to Westgate. There was they took basically, it was the number of parcels or something like that, and divided the total cost of the build out among those parcels. Okay. Well, that area connection fee is still on that area, even though it's long been paid for. It's one of those situations where I think, initially speaking, when you do extend that service and you do have that new service to these individuals, at that point, obviously, there's a reason for an area connection fee. 20 years later, or it's been 20 years, probably more than 20 years, but anyways, 20 years later, 20 plus years later, is there really a need to have those area connection fees anymore when it's not gaining us anything? Nobody extra is jumping on the system. And I do think at least some of that is because the area connection fee is actually pretty high.
We have like eight different areas that have different, every one of them is different area connection fees.
Yeah. And it's based upon the project and the people involved.
Correct.
And so, but there's no cap on it, is what we're saying, up to go away. Uh-huh. It's indefinite unless we...
Exactly. Right. Yes. There's no, after this, it falls off. It's just, it was an indefinite.
No prorating or nothing.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's something else I'm working on and trying to get something changed on that. That I really think, I mean, there was one person that wanted hooked up so bad because he didn't have a choice, but he finally gave his house up because he couldn't afford it. So, and now it's kind of coming back around again. And so I just think it's something we really need to consider.
Yeah. And as you always do, Marcia will participate in that as well, right? So.
Okay. Anything else for those financials?
No.
Okay. Bills. Did you get a chance to look through? Yeah, I was going to say, you get the number because you know I'm not going to say.
535.
We're almost there.
I make a motion that we pay the bills as presented for $535,879.26.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Rosie, you have anything else for us?
No.
Walt?
No, sir.
I don't think I have anything else.
I know next month we'll be looking at the Christmas parade road closure.
Oh, okay.
Next
meeting
up,
or next month?
Our next Board of Works meeting.
Okay.
We brought up the gentleman called me last night and asking about it, so we'll be discussing that.
Okay.
He was concerned.
Yeah, I already had it on the next agenda, but two of them weren't communicating very well.
Okay. Okay.
I will be gone the 26th, just FYI. So.
Okay. Well, if you have any obviously comments or stuff.
Yeah, but I don't see anything that...
The main thing, I think, is the water, the fire trucks at the beginning.
Just out here with Tom. Yeah. And that's their committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Long it's red.
And that's okay.
you can tell that.
I love it.
You have anything else? Okay. Call the meeting adjourned.